Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Aston Villa 1, Manchester United 2, and a tough one to take for me today. After making all the running in a game whereby a point would have been a good result. Well, 3 points would have been the best result, but I think a point would have been a fair result the way that we were so sloppy at times in defence. To lose 2-1 tonight to me is pretty unfair. I'm not going to say unforgivable, but it highlights the fact that once again, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk about communication within the team. I'm going to talk about, I suppose cohesion, calling out slappiness in the moment in the play. And also players, I suppose, kind of needing to take on the mantle on the field as opposed to having to look to the sideline if that's what's happening. It's just, for me, it's really, really frustrating because that goal that we conceded there is all down to lack of communication, that last goal. It really is. I'm not going to take too long in this post-match podcast because, look, fortunately, should I say, life goes on outside of football. I've got two small kids to put to bed and I could sit here and I could bitch and moan about this game. Like, we talk about the referee who is just not fit for purpose again. It really isn't. We could talk about Diego Carlos having a short pulled over his head by Lindelof at the back post and VAR deciding there was no case to answer in regards to that. And that could be all considered salty. And I'm sure there's going to be United fans in the comments that will be considering that salty. But Aston Villa made all the running today. Aston Villa, by far the better chances. We should have won this game today and we didn't. And we didn't win it due to slappiness in attack and also slappiness in defence, even though we were the dominant team in this game today. And that is the difference between us and established teams. And no matter what way we want to call it, as I said in the team sheet tantrum, we're not an established team and we're beginning to show that. We're beginning to show that with lapses in communication, lapses in... And look, hey, look, do you know what I'll do? I'm going to share something here because... where are we? Give me a second there. This was the setup for our winning goal. This to me highlights lack of communication here within the team. Apparent lack of communication. Obviously, no one's mic'd up. This is just before the camera angle changes to Kobbie Mainoo and then the cross coming in. And what we can see here is that we've got Matty Cash. We're our two centre-halves in a pretty decent position. We've Youri Tielemans on the edge of the box there as well. We have Alex Moreno is the only person looking across the line there from the opposite direction to see what's happening. Jacob Ramsey goes out here to Kobbie Mainoo here. Now, why isn't somebody roaring at Clement Longley here, number one, to close the gap? And number two, Matty Cash should be roaring at Diego Carlos here. And if Diego Carlos isn't trying to figure out where men are here, because Diego Carlos gets turned, looks at McTominay and looks at Hoyland here, and then McTominay peels off and goes to Matty Cash afterwards. I can't show a video because this will be taken down. It's not difficult to defend this situation here. It's very simple. Hoyland continues his run through the middle of the two centre halves because there's no communication between the two of them. It's the simplest run in football. The run from a centre forward through the two centre halves. McTominay just peels off to the back post. Because there's no communication between the three players here, it becomes very difficult for anybody to know who's doing what. And once the corner is crossed in, it's sitting ducks all over the place. And McTominay gets his head in it, scores the winning goal, and Villa are now only 5 points ahead of Manchester United. We're in fifth place. We're 1 point behind Spurs. When realistically, we should have gotten a draw at least out of this game. And it's those fine margins that are going to cause the difference between us doing something that we all thought wasn't possible at the start of the season, or we all felt was only marginally possible at the start of the season, to which became really, really possible and is now looking like in doubt. And that's getting into the Champions League. And something that would be absolutely mammoth and brilliant for Aston Villa would be to get into the Champions League. We all know that. We've never been there. We want to get there from a financial point of view, from a stature point of view. The club needs to get there. Every club needs to get there. It's the necessary evil of football. But stuff like this, and I know it's tiring. I know it's 85 minutes on the clock. I know it's a sub that's come on. I know that, you know, that we've had all the running, we've had a lot of the ball, we've made a lot of the chances and everything like this, but this is sickener, and this is the stuff that happens against Manchester United every single time. Every single time we play Man United, this is what happens. There's a mental frailty, there's a communication frailty out there, and it becomes more apparent when you play the bigger teams. I've said at the start of the season, we need leaders to stand up. When Tyrone Mings went out injured, Ezri Konsa stood up. Ezri Konsa's now got injured. And we need somebody in that defensive line to start communicating. We just do. It didn't happen here. It couldn't have happened here. And if it did, people didn't listen. Unai Emery's going to tear his hair at this particular situation here. And yes, the ball is recycled by Kobbie Mainoo to Dalot, and Dalot whips in the cross. In this particular situation here, it's almost criminal to concede that goal, because you've got people on the edge of the box. They've only got two people in the box, and all they do is make the two simplest runs in football, one through the defence, one through the two centre halves, and one peels off to the back post onto the fullback, where he knows he's going to get in front of him, and if the fullback tries to get around him, he goes down for a penalty. It's the simplest runs in football, and they shouldn't happen. They shouldn't happen. Boubacar Kamara, potentially in this instance here, is standing closer to the two Manchester United players, but that's irrelevant. He wasn't there. Somebody needs to step up. Somebody goes off, somebody needs to step up. Somebody needs to be talking, needs to be a communicator, and needs to be a leader. There just does not seem to be one there at this moment in time. When things were going great for Aston Villa, okay, the leader is it's okay to have somebody who leads by doing. That's fine. We see that with an awful lot of teams. But when the going gets tough, and that's where it is at the moment, you need a rallying call. I said it in the first half as well. Douglas Luiz, who I thought was pretty good today, got a really good goal and was unlucky not to get a second, and was really a really good attacking threat for Aston Villa today. In the first half, we were playing a ball around by at the left-hand side of our box. And Douglas Luiz lays a lazy pass back to Clement Longley, really lazy pass back to Clement Longley. I think Garnacho sneaks in and someone ends up getting a shot away. Somebody should have been in Douglas Luiz's face there going, "You can't do that. You're letting us all down if you do that." There needs to be a small bit of accountability. I know people might think that that's window dressing here with regards to this. I've been big on it. I'm not going to stop being big on it. You see it the whole time. There's leaders, there's doers, and there's people who can galvanize teams from the field. You can't always be looking out into the sideline. Has to be done. Somebody needs to step up in that instance. And look this, I'm going to take it off the screen, because the more I look at it, the more they're able to just get set in that situation and just have their lunch there. I'm perfectly conscious it's the 85th minute. I know everybody's going to be screaming at me going, "Matty Cash should do better." Matty Cash gets hands on him there and tries to get around him. He's going to bring him down for a penalty. The communication needs to either come from Cash or come from Carlos there, and ideally both. Both should be screaming there. And I wasn't, obviously, I don't know, neither of the players are mic'd up. But for me, from a tactical point of view, Unai Emery will definitely be pointing that out. And it's a shame. And it's really because we're under the cosh now. We've come from a position of being darlings just before Christmas to being under the cosh in the space of two months, I suppose, really. And as I say, you know, there's people who are going to have to stand up. Overall performance for the team today was good. You know, it was good, but we've had two really sloppy moments. First goal, like, Gary Neville called it about three corners beforehand. He goes, "All I have to do is keep putting the ball on Harry Maguire's head here and something's going to happen." And it just happened, like, you know, sloppy things. I don't even blame Aston McPhee for that. I blame, I just blame a complete lack of cohesion and communication. You know, everybody out situation. I don't know. It's a real deflating one. It really, really is. And, you know, I'm going to go back to it again. Rob Jones is a poor referee. He really is a poor referee. Wasn't a foul for Rashford on Rashford in the first instance, but he gets that foul. It's just there's a lot of instances within the game that, like, you know, it's Varane's elbow into the back of Watkins. What's supposed to happen there? I don't know. Just like annoying parts of the game, really annoying parts of the game where it's play on in one instance, it's not in another. And, you know, the tight margins in a game like this is shown because Manchester United score from a resultant play from that free kick. And Villa have no recourse in a situation like that. It's annoying. It's annoying and it's infuriating. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help the game. And also it's hard to, like, the only word I can use for it is hard to take. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to start just shouting expletives. I'd love to do that. But it's all too common. You know, that stuff like that happens. All too common. But Manchester United scored two goals and Aston Villa only scored one. It's a completely different conversation to when we played Newcastle. We're the better team than Aston Villa. Newcastle win 3-1. It's a completely different conversation when we play Chelsea. And Chelsea win 3-1. And they were the better team than Aston Villa. Aston Villa were the better team today. They were the better team today. And they just seemed to look at that Manchester United crest and they seemed to go...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, fall to pieces at times, regardless of who's on the field. Like, it's team after team after team. There's a mentality there with regards to playing against Manchester United, regardless of who's on the field, that is just hard to overcome for this team at the moment. It really, really is. And as I said, the instance that we've lost this game, the instance that we lost the game before St. Stephen's Day, or on St. Stephen's Day, Boxing Day for you guys in the UK, is, like I said at the time, if we look back, or I've said at the time in a couple of games, if we look back at this, this won't be the reason why we won't get into Champions League. Those two games, the two games against Manchester United, if we don't get into the Champions League, will be two at the forefront of my cranium when I'm thinking back as the two games that were within our grasp, that we were more than capable of winning, and we didn't because beliefs, and I won't say belief in this one, but sloppiness in this one and belief in the first one. Very, very frustrating, very annoying, and just soul destroying and sapping, whatever we want to call it. There's 218 comments there, guys. If I have to wade through those comments, it's going to take me forever. I do apologize. But I am going to have to wrap this one up in a moment because I have, as I say, life goes on outside of football. It does. And as I say, it's a lot easier to go inside and to do everything. And everybody gets that, thinks that way, I'm sure. But it's a lot easier to get about your day tomorrow and stuff like that after a win or even after a draw today. I would have been happy with a draw before the game. I would have been certainly happy with a draw the way that the game was panning out. But to lose 2-1 in those circumstances, that's a gut punch. And it's a gut punch for our chances. It's a gut punch for... and we're not dead and buried, don't get me wrong. But, you know, 11 points, I think, more or less, to me, that's going to cement... that's going to cement fifth place for me, I think, if we were 11 points to the good on Manchester United. Now we're only 5 and we're looking over our shoulder again. So yeah, I'm going to wrap it up with that. An unfun day, a day where We didn't get what our level of play deserved. Our sloppy defending was the reason we conceded two goals today. And I suppose when you do that, maybe you don't deserve to win when you're that sloppy. But I don't know. Everybody go in, enjoy your Sunday as best you can. We'll be back again during the week. In the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up.
Podcast Network.